Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. They may start off as your ride or die friends, but some of them don't stay that way. Sometimes you just outgrow them. Well, what does it mean to outgrow your friends? And is it a bad thing? Well, we have several perspectives on this relationship question tonight. My guests are Dr. Marcy Ross. She is a woman's self-care expert and an author, wealth coach, Keyshawn McNeil, and psychotherapist Siobhan Odom, founder of Acoma Counseling Concepts. If you have an issue with losing or outgrowing, I should say, your friends, I want to hear from you. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. Happy to be here.
All right. So let me start with you, Siobhan. How do you define outgrowing a friend? What does that mean?
It means several things. It means that either A, your common interests are no longer the same. You lack feeling empathy for your friend. Basically, you don't show up for your friends and you don't feel guilty about it. Your friends don't show up for you. I'm trying to think. There's so many different ways. Also, your maturity levels may also vary. Sometimes your focus and your purpose as a human being also changes. And so a lot of times it's important that our friends' values align with our values. Mm-hmm. And as we grow through life experiences, sometimes our values can change, evolve, shift, mm-hmm. or disappear.
Dr. Ross, is that a bad thing?
No, I don't think that's a bad thing at all. I think that we're multifaceted as people, right? We have so many emotions, so many things that we go through. And so you find yourself at a crossroad where you no longer have the same interests. But I think that it's important not to feel judgmental. Sometimes when we can change, it's like, oh, well, you're not doing this, so you can't roll with me right now. I think it's important to just have the empathy and understand that you're just not at the same season that you may be from before.
Yeah, but Keyshawn, you know, a lot of times when people outgrow each other, sometimes you may hear, so it's no longer Keyshawn, it's Kazan. and Kazan is getting new on us.
Changing up on you.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
So, you know, unfortunately, you know, growth is inevitable, right? You know, people are going to grow at certain times in their lives. Sometimes, you know, I may move a little faster than you. But what I've noticed, especially in our community, you know, is that when people start to have some success or they start to decide that, you know what, I'm going to check this out over here, if it doesn't gel well with a particular friend or a circle that you're running in, they kind of resist it, right? And I always tell people, I've dealt with it where I had to say, I got to do what's best for me, you know? And my dad used to always tell me, as well as my mother, that you have to live your life and you have to run your race. And those who deal with you or respect you, they're going to always be there, you know, whether it's family or friends, you know? And you got to be, you have to really stand tall to that. You know, I've lost some friendships, you know, or, you know, different times in my life because of me making a decision to go a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. No, please go.
I think they say you have friendships sometimes for a reason, season, or a lifetime.
I believe
right?
that.
Right? And the older that you get, the more that you understand that. And I think it's always, it's good to say, you know what, go with God. You know, I release you
right.
in love. But I understand, I agree with you, Kizon, or Kizon.
I'm going to go with Kizon today.
Kizon.
Yeah, but after this show, it's
Kizon.
Call my agent.
But also to add on to what you said, too, is like sometimes one of the ways in which we can outgrow friends is as we evolve and grow. We also learn that friendship is work, just like any other great relationship. And sometimes people don't know that. And so sometimes people don't know what it is to be a friend. So as you are evolving and growing and you're learning about pouring into self and pouring into others, you start understanding, you start seeing that sometimes friends view friendship as a means of transactions.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes you might see friends that believe it's a lot of like, what can you do for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking tonight about relationships, outgrowing your friends. Has it happened to you? Is it a good thing for you? Is it a bad thing? If you have a comment or a question, give me a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Siobhan, you have a short story for us where you did outgrow a friend. Tell me about that.
I did. I actually outgrew a group of friends. So what happened was my mom had passed away late 2018, and my friends did not know how to deal with a grieving friend. So what they did was they told me how I should be grieving. And I actually had a friend in a text, I still have it to this day, that had shared with me, oh, you're just overwhelming. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I pretty much realized at that point that, hey, that these probably aren't friends for me. And they pretty much were not respectful of just my space, my time, or how I wanted to communicate or not communicate. But it also taught me that some people have a hard time being alone. Some people have a hard time accepting where people are in life. And so that was my experience. I realized that I had to let go of this group of friends because they were not supportive to me in my grieving journey. And they took it personal for something that wasn't personal at all because I lost a mom. They didn't lose my mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about outgrowing your friends or your friends outgrowing you. Let me go to D. Calling from Arlington, Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was just saying, I just gave up a friend really like 3 weeks ago. And, you know, part of it was for me is that I just felt like she's so needy and there's always drama. And I'm like, I'm not getting anything back. It's very one-sided. It was just mentally draining. And I did like her. We talked like 10, 15 times a day. And I just one day just was like, I cannot pick up that phone one more time. And I just cut her loose. I don't feel sad. I feel relieved.
Yeah. So when you cut her loose, did you just let it happen or was this a conversation?
There's not even a conversation. Just one day I was just like, I'm just not calling anymore.
Okay. Dee, thank you so much. Is that the way that these things should happen? Because I would imagine that in some cases that had to do with a conflict of some sort.
Obviously.
Just like,
right.
You know, with Siobhan, this was a conflict. But sometimes outgrowing your friends happens naturally.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know I was talking to a good buddy of mine yesterday, and he's kind of, man, you know, if you look back on it, you know, some of us went to college after high school. Some of us went right into the government, you know, and then some of us went to the military. So at that particular time, when you leave high school, you're starting over again. You know, you go through that phase of proving yourself, you know, and we always want to stand out, you know, in circles and things of that nature. But it's a form of growth. Just like you're a doctor now. I'm sure that some of your friends aren't doctors and you're practicing psychology. I know some of your friends aren't doing that. And there's a period of time where you had to make a decision. I got to do what's best for me. because that's your dream, mm-hmm. right? And those that rock with you, they're going to still rock with mm-hmm. you. Maybe not as much, you know, maybe not as much, but you know who got you. And, mm-hmm. you know, kind of to piggyback off of your, you know, loss of your mother, again, I'm sorry to hear that. That friend that kind of told you how to grieve, see, a friend understands you. You know what I mean? And they obviously didn't understand you. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned there's a time and a season yeah. for certain mm-hmm. friends, and mm-hmm. God will let you know when it's time to, when things happen, tragedy happens, you find out who rides with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that every relationship, no matter it's with your friends, with your spouse, with your children, is all based on communication. And you have to be able to stand up for what's important to you. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's part of self-care. Being able to say, you know what, this relationship is draining for me. This mm-hmm. is how I feel. When you call or when this is happening, I feel. I think it's all about owning your feelings and being able to communicate your feelings Absolutely. To that person. And then you see where the relationship is. You see how they take it. You see whether you grow from it or you don't. And that's a decision that you get to make. I don't think that, you know, ghosting someone or just cutting them off is always the best thing, because it does not support your ability to be a better communicator.
Thank you for saying that. Because one of the things I also wanted to say, it might be controversial to what you said. So as a licensed mental health therapist, sometimes it's not always good to communicate everything that we feel because the timing may not be appropriate. But what I would say to this caller that called in is that this sounded like this was a really good friendship. If we are grown adults and we're talking to individuals 10 to 15 times a day, daily, this sounds like a very close friendship that was there. And I definitely would strongly encourage you to maybe pick up the phone and maybe perhaps let that individual know where you stand and why you made that decision and why you had to set that boundary for yourself. Because, I mean, that could be it could be pretty traumatic for somebody that relies on a pretty secure social support. And that's probably how this friend might have seen you, as a secure social support. One thing I also want to say, too, is sometimes people do not understand that the chaos and the dysfunction that they live is not normal, is not healthy. They've not had a life without dysfunction. They've not had a life without chaos. They want to be happy. They want to be, quote, normal, but they're not ready to practice the skills to develop that. And a lot of times we individually have to be the ones to model the healthy behaviors in which we're seeking.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about relationships tonight, specifically your friends. Have you outgrown them? Have they outgrown you? Is it a good or bad thing for you? How did it happen? Let's talk to Candace. Candace calling from Laurel. Candace, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I am calling. I just ended a 23-year friendship. We were friends since we were 17, and I am not sad about it at all.
So what happened?
She wanted me to serve her husband divorce papers at my 7-year-old son's football game. While her 15-year-old son was there, and I said no. I said no. I didn't think it was appropriate, and I'm a widow, and her husband was very close friends with my husband.
That's good.
And he's the only person, real quick, he's the only person that still reaches out to my son and I to see how we're doing.
So, Candace, let me stop you here. If she had not asked you to do that, would you still be friends?
It was probably not. She has become a person that I no longer can relate to.
Okay, because I was going to say, if there was just that one incident, that's not... that is not outgrowing, you know, the friend. That's like chopping off the weed, you know, and that's why I asked, because, you know, certainly you could disagree and maybe there could have been a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she said no, I don't want to do that for the same reason you just told us. And if she pursued, well, I don't know. Somebody help me here.
I think it, you know, just and you obviously picked up on that. I think the young ladies did as well. It just was already messy. You know, I think the young lady who was going through the divorce, she was being messy. Mm-hmm. You know, she obviously knows that her friend has a relationship with her soon to be ex-husband, and she was being messy, you know, and shout out to her for standing up for herself and saying, hey, you know, I can't do this. And by her even saying, well, I probably wouldn't be friends with her now anyway, there's probably a list of other things that have gone on.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, this is the final straw. I'm done.
Siobhan did say chaos.
Yeah. And exactly. A lot of times we sweep things under the rug. We do that, right? Oh. So if somebody does something, you don't say something, you don't communicate, you don't express yourself, we sweep it under the rug until you have this big pile of mess. And so it just takes one little thing, one pebble goes up under that rug, and you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But they may never really know that you have been sweeping these things under the rug.
Mm-hmm. But quickly, I wanted to say, one of my good friends as a therapist as well taught me this saying, you never have to chase what you already attract. For you and the caller prior to you, people don't just arrive at asking you to do these things. They don't just arrive at just like dumping and venting all the time and asking you to do these dysfunctional things. You have to ask yourself, what are the verbal and nonverbal actions that you are engaging in that are giving people communications that it's okay to ask you to engage in these behaviors? Hmm.
So you think maybe she's kind of catering to it initially, and then she decided she wanted to cut it off, right?
Candace, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Kiera calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Kiera. What's on your mind?
How you doing today? I just wanted to talk about how I just recently outgrew two of my closest friends that I have been friends with over the past 10 years.
Okay. What happened? And real quick, you got 20 seconds.
Okay. So I had recently caught a blood disease from taking birth control. So I wanted to take some time to myself to get my blood together. Like, I'm going to a hematologist all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And my two friends took me being distant as being shady. And it's my health. So I would never be shady towards my friends. So if you can't tell the difference between self-care and shade, I just got to let you go and let you be.
Hmm. Interesting. You know, it's interesting. Everybody says they just outgrew a friend. I don't, help me with that, because I don't, growth suggests something that happens over time.
Yeah. Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so I want to be, you know, really, really clear about this discussion. You don't outgrow somebody overnight.
Right.
You may dislike someone because of something that they do, but you don't outgrow them.
Right. You don't.
And sometimes that outgrowing isn't really outgrowing, but those friendships evolve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but people have to stop using cancel culture with some of their friends. And that's one of the things that I'm saying. Like, just pretty much just respond to you for the brief call that just came in. Perhaps you and your friends need to have much more communications, because I understand you only had 20 seconds and that's all you could share. But if you are undergoing a significant health issue that's causing mood changes, again, as a licensed mental health therapist, it's your responsibility to also let your friends that know that you care about, I'm undergoing medical treatment that alters my moods. And so I understand when we're talking about menstrual cycles, we're talking about fertility, women's moods can fluctuate with treatments.
I need to take a break, but please stay with us. T calling from Silver Spring, Ross calling from Maryland, Miata calling from D.C. We are going to talk to you, and lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. And don't forget, you can hear this in every edition of the Daily Drum Insights segment in its entirety via podcast on WHUR.com. Just click on shows and drop down to podcast to find the program you want to hear. Angela Stribling is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This discussion continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in about 15 seconds.
Something you up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about relationships, specifically about the relationship that you have with your friends. What does it mean to outgrow your friends, or perhaps they outgrow you? My guests are Dr. Marcy Ross. She is a women's self-care expert and author, wealth coach, Kizan McNeil, and psychotherapist, Siobhan Odom, founder of Acoma Counseling Concepts. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let me go back to the phones. Miata, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
So just listening to what everyone was saying, I myself, I'm 30, and I've known my friends, a group of my friends, for half of my life, and I just recently had to, you know, let them go.
Why?
I felt like, in my mind, I just feel like we're different. We're just really different, and I was struggling with that for a while. My wedding I had in 2018 was just the icing on the cake for me to see that we think different, we move different, we have different views. And I know a huge contribution to me outgrowing them is the level of insecurity that these women have.
No. What do you mean?
I felt that they were very insecure, and I was taking on the burden of their insecurity, whether it was me hanging with other people, me moving on, me having a child, me getting married. That played a role into it. So when I say, like, you know, outgrowing them thinking-wise, I think it is okay and it is normal to have other friends. I think it is okay and it's normal to want more and, you know, in life or get that promotion or go for another degree. And they kind of were in this bubble. Mm. So I didn't feel as though I even needed to give them that conversation, because I go to therapy and the therapist has always told me that sometimes those conversations are ways for people to change their mind.
Let me see what, first of all, what the therapist in the room has to say, but also I want to hear what the married woman in the room has to say as well, because you mentioned something that often, as it relates to friendships, really transitions relationships, whether you get married, whether you get divorced, children, the like. But Siobhan, you were wagging your finger. What?
So this is Ms. Miata?
Yes.
Hi, Miata. So this is Siobhan. I'm a maternal mental health therapist. That means I specialize in counseling moms. So many times I do hear of moms and new wives going through many life transitions. One of the things that I want to say, that as a licensed mental health therapist, we want to be mindful that we're not using defense mechanisms to rationalize why we're not going to have these courageous conversations, because it's far more comfortable to avoid things, right? And so, yes, your therapist is absolutely right that if you were to have certain conversations, people would have a response. But that's what happens when we have communication, because sometimes people mistake effective communication as a directive. And the only people that we give directives to are our children. If we were to have an adult tell us what to do and say, now that I feel this way, you have to do X, Y, and Z, you wouldn't want to work at that establishment anymore. You wouldn't want to be at that friend's home anymore. You would feel totally disrespected. And so effective communication, 50% of effective communication requires listening. So one of the things that I might say to you, Miata, is that if you go into the approach to listen and then also to express what you've been experiencing, I'm sure both parties or the multiple parties will probably be surprised as to, you know, to everybody's experiences. I've heard of groups of friends that just felt like, hey, we just need some intervention, and they've enlisted the help of a licensed mental health professional, and they've done it. I've known people that have done it. I have done this before. But I definitely want to say that sometimes through life transitions, motherhood can be overwhelming, right? And you just mentioned that you got married in 2018. That's a lot of transition in 2 years, right? And so it's a lot of transitions for your friends who aren't parents, or maybe your friends who have been parents for decades, to for you to feel like, oh my goodness, they don't understand, they don't connect, they don't relate, these are not my real friends. So just to kind of like check in with yourself and what you've been experiencing and living before you just totally cancel out friendships without having a courageous conversation.
Dr. Ross, yeah, real
that,
quick.
I think that is that's amazing advice. As a person who got married in 2006 and had my first son in 2006, had my second son in 2008, bought a bigger house, became an executive, I was completely overwhelmed, but I'm amazing. I'm a doctor, and I'm not supposed to feel overwhelmed. I had no way to process that. And so you do have to process how you're feeling through these transitions and not deflect. A lot of times, you know, you deflect on your friends or you deflect on your spouse. You're deflecting on feelings that you have yourself. And that's why I say it's important to own your feelings so that when you go to speak to your friends, to speak to your spouse, you're having a conversation and not a confrontation.
Yes.
Okay. Miata, thank you so much for your phone call. Kizan, is it different with men?
Not much. You know, just kind of piggybacking on what the young lady said about Miata, I also think that there's a sense of ownership that she needs to take, you know, because she went in, I got married and my friends didn't like that. And no disrespect, you know, I got married and, you know, did this and we don't have anything in common. If you listen, she cut everybody off. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes everybody can't be wrong. You know, maybe, you know, when you have friends, you sit down, and you talk. Right. But it relates to men. You know, men don't conversate as much as women. And women tend to hold on to, I would say, emotions in terms of feeling like they've been done away. A little bit different than men do. You know, men will just say, oh, man, you with your girl now. You ain't got time for us, right? You know, where a young lady may really feel a way about it. But that's a guy's way of saying he feels a way. I do feel that men kind of recognize when they've grown apart, right? Now, unless you have this, you know, in some case you have a guy that you are best friend with. You guys kind of did everything since college together, and there's some separation anxiety when you decide, well, man, I got a girlfriend now. Yeah, I can see if she got a friend for you. You know what I mean?
But then he would say, no, my wife doesn't want that. So, but thank you.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So it's like there's a growth period. Again, we always talk about growing. You know, this is about growing. You naturally can outgrow a situation. It doesn't mean you don't love him, you know, but, you know, we have different things in common. You know, and I always believe, and my mother always tells me this, is you have to make a decision and live with your decision, but don't feel regret because you may feel like someone may not understand your decision, especially after you've already explained your decision.
Just sitting here thinking about my cluster of friends that I knew in high school, and I think, you know, for me, first of all, I'm in the communications business. None of them are, but all of them are communicators, number one. Mm-hmm. So I take some exception, no offense, but some exception to what you were saying about, you know, men do not have the kinds of conversations as we do. Our relationships have evolved since high school. You know, we are no longer, obviously, hanging out in Georgetown, listening to Go-Go together and doing those kinds of things because we've all, you know, we all got married. You know, they all are. I'm not. Mm-hmm. But those, and they all have their different worlds. Their children are. But the thing that I really love about it is that we all have grown, but we have not outgrown. And so I think particularly as it relates to men is that I would think, at least in my case and in the case of these wonderful brothers, that we recognize that our friendships occupy a space within their lives. So I can still call them at any hour of the day, but I can't call them all day like I used to.
Right.
But I also have, you know, good relationships with their, you know, with their wives and their, you know, their children. And so but to maintain that, we still come together and it is a focused and purposeful thing so that we do not lose each other.
Well, you know, to your point, and I agree with what you're saying, you know, and when I communicate that men just communicate differently, like you mentioned something key, you don't hang out as much as you used to, but when you do get together, it's like old times, right?
Right, exactly.
Now, unfortunately, with females, and, you know, please correct me if I'm wrong, it happens, but it doesn't happen as often. Men, you know, like
except at brunch.
Right. I think it does. as you mature, you do become more intentional.
Even and if you don't see each other as often.
When you see friends from college, and it's the same thing. I think that as long as there's mutual respect, and then, like I said, there's no elephant in the room where you're just feeling, you know, it's all about that communication, in my opinion.
But Keyshawn also said something earlier in the show that it rings true. Sometimes it's not about your friends understanding the different things in your life. They just have to know who you are.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. And so long as they know who you are, you know who they are, everything's like good.
And I would also say, you know, make it a point to observe the evolution of the individual.
Mm.
Because, you know, I have, you know, one friend who, he is a wonderful, wonderful guy, but he liked to, you know, smoke a little bit. He liked to fight a little bit. Well, now he's in ministry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That has not changed our relationship. Our conversations have not changed. They have grown. They've not shrunken. So, yes, you know, we used to hang out in Georgetown, look at the girls. Well, when we hang out now, he's not blind. He still can appreciate a good-looking woman, you know, and we may comment, but those comments have evolved, okay?
Sure.
And he's not preaching to us. He's still one of the guys, mm-hmm. but we do recognize his evolution.
Yeah. I also wanted to say, too, is like I think it's important that people realize when you need to do self-work. Like, if you're putting all of your happiness and, like, who you are in your friendships and your relationships, you are going to feel, like, the spirit of lack and I'm outgrowing this person because they're constantly making these withdrawals and you're not holding yourself accountable to put deposits into yourself. Because I see that happening, too.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Rose calling from Maryland. Hey, Rose, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, everyone. Yes, I'm calling. I recently did the same thing as one of your callers. I have, and I still consider her a friend, but I have had to cut off the relationship and just stop accepting her calls. She has a friend that I've had over 25 years. She is estranged from all of, she has 8 sisters and brothers. She has a daughter and children, and she's estranged from all of them. And so it became that I feel that I became the only person in her life. And so she became demanding over, you know, like if she called, I wouldn't answer the phone. And I myself am a parent of an adult autistic individual. I have, you know, my own family. I'm very close to my children and everything. And it just became a burdensome. Also, everything is negative with her, and I'm a positive. You know, I think that's why she liked to call me, because I always try to see the glass as half full and not half empty. But, you know, it just became burdensome to me. And I do plan on calling her, but I just can't talk to her right now, so I didn't respond to her call. So,
well, Rose, hold on. Let me see if my guests here can respond to that. Anybody have any thoughts about what Rose is sharing?
I definitely do. Good evening, Rose. When you kind of cut someone off like cold turkey after 25 years, I mean, shoot, after a month, you cut someone cold turkey. That's almost worse than ghosting to me. That's deep, especially if she used to speaking with you and talking with you. And, you know, it may have been therapeutic for her. I do also realize it was becoming something of a burden to you. So I think you should give her a call, if not just to talk to her, let her know how you're feeling, you know. And I hate to see you lose a friendship over 25 years because of something that breaks down to communication.
There's a great, on Instagram, there's a great hashtag called hashtag boundaries. And a lot of times, if you just understand what your boundaries are, you can communicate that. And whether it's verbal or nonverbal, I think that just understanding how you want to shape the relationship, what you want to also get out of it. She may also have qualities that serve you that are hidden behind whatever she may be going through. And so I think it's really important to understand those boundaries and just be able to communicate them to her.
I was also going to say that perhaps some of the things that you are feeling as her friend of 25 years is probably what her adult like children or siblings are feeling as well and have been feeling. And maybe that's part of the reason why they, you know, she's alienated them or they've alienated her. So one of my suggestions is use the I feel when statements. I feel sad when I hear you vent for 5 days nonstop. I feel angry. I feel frustrated when you do X, Y, and Z statements. And because what I'm also hearing too is like, and I'm just saying this, like, as women, we also have to be mindful of the examples that we're setting towards other generations and other women as well, right? And so we want to, you may not agree with the woman that she's become today, but you want to honor just the overall 25-year friendship that you had overall. There was something that kept you guys together for 25 years. And in today's time, it's really hard to hold on to friendships that long. But I do feel that if you're the only person that's talking to her, you probably carry a wealth of good insight that the rest of her family can't get to her because she's willing to listen to you. But I also want to say this, venting, I tell this to everybody all the time. My own sister, she knows this about me. You get a 2-day cap on your venting. The moment I start hearing the, hey, have a good day, I gotta go, I'll talk to you later. Like, venting is not therapeutic beyond 2 days. It's not. And even if you were to go to therapy, your therapist would not allow you to have session upon session upon session, like with nothing but venting, because all you're doing is just expressing all this empty energy with no goal, no plan to change or modify the behavior or change or modify yourself.
Rose, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Sterling, calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. Sterling, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, I was just calling. I got a friend that we was friends for over 20 years. I had to distance myself because I was always supporting, which I didn't mind at one point. And I just felt like I spent, you know, many years supporting him, but yet it didn't seem like he was supporting me. And I'm talking like spiritually, mentally, financially, and I just had to distance myself. And now it seems we're still friends, but there's a great distance. We were really close.
Okay.
Because of that. I never really expressed it to him, and to be fair with him, I never really expressed it in detail. And I just wanted to put that out there to be fair, but I felt like it was trying to distance myself and pursue some things that I really wanted to go after. And I'm glad I did. I'm seeing results, but it seems now, you know, he wants to be close again, but it's always at the expense of me, it seems.
Sterling, thank you so much for sharing that with me. You know, one of the things that I'm constantly hearing in this conversation, and maybe it's me and not our callers, because for me, as I said, outgrowing your friends is not something that you do on purpose. It is not something that you do purposefully. It is something that happens.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But everyone is calling, like Sterling just called and he said, I had to. And the women that have called, I had to, because that is, in my opinion, is not outgrowing. That is an incident or incidents that draw you apart. I will say that my best friend in the world, I still love him dearly, but we are now socially, professionally, emotionally, completely different people. But, and you'd have to ask him, he may see things differently. But for me, you know, he went to University of Maryland. I went to Morgan State, and, you know, I traveled. He stayed home. You know, he got married early and has a, you know, wonderful family. I got married later and, you know, and divorced in the whole bit. But I still call him on his birthday, even if I don't talk to him at any other time of the year. No, we no longer have anything in common. But there was never a time where I'm like, oh, no, I can't hang with this dude anymore. He's, you know, busy and doing his thing, his life. But I didn't cut him off.
So these seem to be friendships that, like you said, grow because your life starts to change and evolve in different circles. And these are, I think the comments are from draining friends that deplete you to the point where you just have to cut them off. Like so many series of things happen and you just have to say, no mas, I can't take it anymore. And it seems like more of a traumatic,
it really does.
Breaking.
Maybe there's a form about growth.
But if I can also interject, what I'm mostly hearing too is anger.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I'm so frustrated.
I'm never talking to you again.
My response, my defense mechanism is stonewalling. And stonewalling is when we shut down, we're silent, we're not communicating with people anymore. And that's actually kind of like a form of humiliation. So I just wanted to make sure I put that out there. And that's why it's not healthy. But the other thing that I also wanted to say too is like, it's also sad when you grow apart from friends. Like, I wasn't happy when I grew apart from my friends. These were people that I went to college with. These are people that I graduated with, and we accomplished a lot of milestones. It was very sad for me to let those friendships go. But the other thing I also want to say to people too is, like, you also have to be mindful of the role that you play in your friendships. Like, how did you guys bond? Did you guys bond because you were always complaining? Did you guys bond because you were always looking at the glass half empty? Did you guys bond because maybe you needed to be rescued? You needed to be supported? And also, do you also feel that maybe your friends are draining because maybe you're not understanding the situations that they're existing in, and because they're not doing things the way that you're telling them to, you're now just washing your hands of the whole thing? Because there's so many different sides of the story, because I have heard of people, like I expressed earlier with my story, I had a friend that said that I was being draining and overbearing because my mom died at 60. You know what I mean? You don't ever say something like that to somebody whose parent has died. And so some people, I just want to make sure that I'm saying this on air so that way some people can hear. Because in the work that I do, I have people that lose babies. I have people that lose pregnancies. I have people that lose whole families. Look at the tragedy that happened in this country, like, what, 2 weeks ago. And so we also need to be mindful. Do I not understand what this person is going through? Like, am I saying things like, if I was you, I would do such and such? You're not them. You don't know what you need to do.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's interesting, you know, hearing what you say, because most of my friendships kind of drifted similar to yours.
Yeah, still they just love changed. Them.
We still text, and I've made it a point to pick the phone up and call people on their birthdays these days. But it's not because we hate each other. It's not because
there was an
I
incident.
Was always paying or he was always paying or whatever. But, you know, the last call in particular, you know, one of the things he mentioned was, you know, he's always paying, he's always helping out, and but the recurring theme is, like, we got 20-year friendships right here, right? And you just cut it off. Like, so, you know, to play devil's advocate, I'm like, well, how is that kind of being a good friend to him? You know, I know that you have these gripes against your friend, but have you spoken to him? After 20 years of being someone's friend, you're supposed to be able to pick the phone up or go have a beer or whatever it is you guys do and say, man, you know what, this is how I feel about this.
And
you know
I think, but I'll also say that the personal definition of the word, how I see the word friend, may be different from how other people see the word friend. And it also may have to do with individuals and how they handle things, because there may be, you know, I've gotten calls from people that I knew in high school where we were friendly, well acquainted, but we were not necessarily friends. Mm-hmm. But when they call and they need a favor relevant to, you know, my daughter wants to go to Howard, you know, can you give me some insight? Sure. Or, you know, my daughter wants to do this, or my son wants to do this. Well, when I haven't heard from these folks in 25 or 30 years, I still pick up the phone.
Right.
But see, you're different.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
most
weird.
Most people.
Yeah, I'm
no, you're
weird.
Not. You're not. You're not. You're not weird. First of all, you're funny, but you're not weird. You're a very funny guy. I don't know if you're that funny, but you know, I tend to be a friend like that.
Yeah,
you know, because I think I like to do what sits well with me. And I try to treat people how I would expect them to treat myself or my son or my wife or my daughter, right? And that's just, to me, that's what friends do, even though these aren't necessarily your friends.
But right. Keyshawn, but, I mean, Keyshawn, sorry. See, I got fancy there for a second.
Yeah. You already called me Gizon.
Gizon.
But, I mean, you also said a really good point, which is, and I don't know if you meant to go there, but I also hope that the listeners are hearing this part, too. Sometimes being a good friend is keeping it real with your friends. My bestest friend sometimes will tell me things, even if they know it'll make me mad at them, even if they know that, hey, it might make me cry or sad. But we have the understanding that we love each other, because only really good friends would say to each other, I don't like the way you said that.
Exactly.
I don't, you know, I notice you're having some issues with your health or your sleep or your spending or with
relationships.
That
dress you wear, and I don't wear that dress. No.
Or at work, like, you seem to just always be on a performance improvement plan. You're having multiple jobs in 5 years, and you're having all these issues. Like, let me just really talk to you about this. Or you're constantly finding yourself in relationship problems, and why are you always the victim?
Accountability.
You know? Right. Yeah. And so I think instead of just severing off some of these friendships, this is really an opportunity for some of you guys to just step up as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I think is we're clear. I always say enlightened people try to enlighten people all the time, right? Mm. So once you feel like you've arrived, then you're like, well, you're not doing what I'm doing, and you're not married or with babies, and we're buying our first house, and you're clear to always showing your triumphs, but do you share your vulnerabilities, right? Do you say,
you know what I mean about friendship, if this man don't
clean up this laundry, or, you know, like, I can't believe, you know, these kids on my last nerve, or I'm feeling scared, or I never thought I'd feel this way as a mom, or, you know, so many of your vulnerabilities, but you start to create this illusion that you have it all together, and then you start to sit on high and rain down judgment. And I think that you just, like I said, you have to offer grace to your friendships. As you're evolving, they're evolving differently, as they should. They're different people.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think about when my father passed away in 2007. You know, I lost him at age 54. Had some health issues, you know, and I never really had a chance to, what I would say, people consider grieving crying, right? And I know you know the story very well, you know, but when I looked up at, you know, and I was at a funeral in North Carolina, you know, I didn't care who showed up. I wanted to mourn my dad. You know what I mean? That stuff doesn't matter. Some people get caught up in that, but I remember specifically two of my best friends from boys club, not college, not high school, not even junior high school. We've been rocking since we were 11 years old. And do we talk every day now? No. Mm-hmm. Did we talk every day then? No, we didn't. We're living different lives, but they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just meant so much to me, you know, because, no, we're not super close. I love them to death. They can call me and I can give them anything, vice versa. You know, that's what friendships are. And what I hear on these calls is, like you mentioned, accountability. You know, some of these people need to call. They're complaining.
Yes.
You cut someone off after 25 years.
Yes.
That's not cool.
No.
This is a buildup of anger.
Yeah, it may be. Man, stop tripping. And have, you know, the come to Jesus conversation.
Yes,
20 years.
Absolutely. And so I think for those people who called in, now, obviously sometimes there are situations where for your own mental, emotional health, some people, you need to cut off because this person is maybe a little dangerous.
Right.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
But, you know, outside of that, you know, there needs to be, you know, a reality show brunch conversation, you know, leaning over some mimosas and hopefully I would think that that kind of honesty would portend well for the rest of the friendship. At least I would hope so. Look, I got to go. I want to thank all of you, Dr. Marcy Ross, Keyshawn McNeil.
Keyshawn. I have my agent contact you.
That's right, Keyshawn McNeil and Siobhan Odom. Thank you all for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
That is the Daily Drum on SiriusXM, Channel 140. February 7th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night, and have a wonderful weekend.
homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again. But these are the people that we call friends.